transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Start speaking the word of God. That word goes out. God says, my word is spirit and is life. It goes out and it won't return void. It will not come back empty. It will accomplish what it is sent out to accomplish. Amen. And guess what? The word that you speak, the word of God you speak, is waiting on you. Yes, it is. It might catch up with you Thursday. It might be waiting on you before you leave here. But you see the fulfillment of the word of God. So therein lies the battle. Do you understand that God said, my word is above my name? That's what he said. My word is esteemed above my name. In other words, God will surrender to whatever his word says. I said, God will surrender to whatever his word says. If the word is working in your life, God says, I'm going to surrender to see, to make sure that word comes to pass. Amen. Now, we've been talking about dominion. I'm going to just go on a little rabbit trail here, but we've been talking about dominion. We've been talking about a number of things in this series on authority. It isn't our goal to achieve dominion in our culture as some would think. Amen. You know, amen. People get positions and start throwing their weight around. Amen. And mistreating people. Amen. And doing their own thing, getting cliquish, getting people around them. Old buddies ain't even saved, you know. Amen. Just doing their thing and running things the way they did, like Absalom and different, you know, kings did, and to their own demise. It's not our goal to achieve dominion in culture. Hear me. This is so important. This is going to determine whether your river flows or not. Rather, it is the fruit. Our dominion is the fruit of our obedience to Christ that influences our culture. So we're not trying to manipulate and control people, nor our culture. God is not a controller. The devil is the one that wants to control you and manipulate you. Not God. God gave you a free will. God wants to influence you for good. So hear me. This is so important. It's our goal isn't to achieve dominion in our culture, just to, you know, knock everybody out. Even though dominion that we achieve is not achieved that way. Our dominion is achieved through influence. It's the fruit. Our dominion is the fruit of our obedience to Christ. That way you don't have to get in the rat race. Amen. What God has for you, it is for you. In the rat race, even if you win, you're just a rat. You're the winning rat. But we're not in a rat race. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We're governed by other laws. We're governed by another kingdom. Amen. You know, they used to say all good people in finish last. That ain't true at all. It's like the hare and the tortoise. The hare, you know, did his thing and he was a lot faster, but the tortoise just kept on plugging. And you know the story, the tortoise won. That's how it is. We do it God's way. You always win. Amen. Amen. God wants to raise you up to influence the culture. Amen. Not to control people and destroy people and manipulate people. And so it takes a great measure of maturity. Amen. David was judged when he lay with Bathsheba. But you know why he was judged? He was judged for slaying Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. Uriah was a good soldier. Somebody say good soldier.
Good soldier.
He wasn't counted among the mighty men. He was just a good soldier. David brought him home from the battle, trying to trick him. And Uriah wouldn't go home. Slept on his porch. Got him drunk. He got drunk and slept on the porch. He wasn't going home. He said, how can I go home and be, you know, in pleasure when my fellow comrades are in battle? He was so faithful that David gave him the death letter. Give this to, see that Joab gets this. Uriah didn't nobody, you know, I might have tell her. Took a little peek. He didn't even open the letter. Just took it. He was a good soldier. But what happened, David had him put among the great soldiers on the front line, where the heat of the battle was. And Uriah didn't know how to operate there. And when they pulled back, when the archers came and they pulled back, Uriah was there and he was taken out, just as was planned. So he was judged for that. And you see, it takes a maturation. Some people get in such a hurry with things, but you're not ready. You might have information. You might know some things, but let God prepare you. See, God wants to get you up to keep you up. He doesn't want you a fly-by-night, an overnight wonder. People wondering about you. But, you know, we sometimes when there's an anointing, it's a temptation. Because you feel you're anointed and you start listening to that little voice. You felt the anointing. Or you did good. About five different women got in your ear and said, oh, child, please, that was, Lord, you remind me of Benny Hinn. Then after a while, you start walking like Benny Hinn, you know. Or whoever, you know. So we go through a process. God said he made us kings. That's where we start. He said that in Revelation 1 and 6, we are made kings. But there's a progression from there to actually reigning from the place of the throne. You understand what I mean? And there's a process. There's a making. When Joseph received the vision of all the stars, the sun and the moon bowing to him. He was a young 16, maybe 17 year old, somewhere around that age, young. But God showed him that. That was his destiny. Now, what we must understand, the Lord doesn't start something unless he's already finished it. This is what we have. This is so exciting and so encouraging. If God himself, again, whatsoever is born of God overcometh. Amen. If God started you in something, amen, and you know it's the Lord, and it's big, bigger than you, and you don't have answers to it yet, understand that God didn't just start it. He already finished it. Come on, I said it's already finished. This is where your mind has to be transformed. This is where your mind has to be renewed. See, God operates outside of time. Time is not an issue with God. With us, you know, what's taking so long? Well, 1,000 years is as one day. And one day is as 1,000 years. God can turn back the hands of time if he needs to. And you are not too old. Amen. Tell somebody right now, I'm not getting older. I'm getting better. Because I'm getting closer to my fulfillment. And when it happens, it's going to be the exact time it's supposed to happen. Amen. I will enjoy it then better than I would enjoy it now. It won't be too late. Amen. It will speak and it will not tarry. It'll be right on God's schedule and it'll be the right time of appointment. Amen. This is how you must think every day. I said, this is how you must think every day. You see, as you think, as a man thinketh, so is he, okay? But it's got to go further than that. You got to mature to where how you think, you speak that way. See, God calls things that are not. As though they were. That's how God talks. And we are in the image and likeness of God. Stop calling a spade a spade. I was just telling it like it is. Well, that's one thing. I'm talking about children of God. And I'm not talking about pipe dreams and foolishness and flaky stuff. I'm talking about calling things that are not. Speaking in terms of what you see versus what is in front of you. God changed Abram's name to Abraham. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham didn't have a child. Sarah didn't have any babies, but God said, I have made you the father of many nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, exalted father. I'm changing it to Abraham, father of a multitude. Sarai shall no longer be Sarai, but Sarah, princess of a multitude. God started calling them that. People around him started calling them that. What'd you say your name was now? Abraham. Okay, Abraham. Everybody started calling what God was calling things that were not manifested yet. Because they were already done. But calling them, where are they calling them from? From the unseen realm. In the beginning, there was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the light was in God. It was all up in God. God is light. But darkness was covering the deep. And nothing happened until God said, light be. When he let that out, then light came. You see, in our maturation process, you got to start talking some things. You got to stop talking about some stuff and start talking to that stuff. Amen. Oh, it's going to get real good. You got to start talking to some things. Who is our example? Jesus is our example. He spoke to dead folk. Lazarus, 4 days in there stinking. Lazarus, come forth at his word. Something happened to his gene pool. He came. I think he had to come out hopping because he's all wrapped up. But he answered the call. He spoke to a fig tree. Did y'all hear that? Man, you crazy. Jesus spoke, he talked to it, to the fig tree.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.